Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome, or maybe not good afternoon yet, who knows. It is Dorf on Sports. He is Jeff Rich, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. So much going on, obviously, in the sports world. Baseball is all set, man. We know who's playing who, Jeff. It's going to be pretty cool on that note. Obviously, a full docket of NFL, full docket of NCAA football to talk about. But good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Man, the mission is clear for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Cleveland Indians. Unfinished business from a year ago, so this is a 13-month trek, at the very least, for some of these teams trying to chase October glory. And the teams that we thought were good are actually good in NCAA football, but their competition, not so much.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. I mean, yeah, the teams that are supposed to be good, like the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Penn States, they're whipping up on the competition, but what does that say for the competition? I guess that's a really, really good point, to be honest with you, man. Thoughts and opinions are always going to be encouraged. They're going to be welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. You can always look at the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But thoughts and opinions, that's really what it's about, man, when you think about it. Sports talk radio, Jeff, it's supposed to be interactive, don't you think?
It's definitely supposed to be interactive, so hopefully we can hear some callers in at 1-800-878-7529.
Alrighty, people, we're gonna take a quick pause for the cause. We're gonna be right back on the other side. We're gonna get into sports. He's Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now the set by Hildenberger. The pitch. Kipnis with a drive. Deep right field. Down the line. Gone. And Jason Kipnis hits his first home run since coming off the DL. And oh, did he put a charge into that baby. 2-0 Indians. Number 12 for Jason Kipnis.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
Hey, I saw a kid in Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. And yes, the Cleveland Indians are on their way back to the postseason. I don't think anybody's that surprised. Maybe the journey was a little bit different than people thought it would be to get there with the struggles early in the season. But Jeff, you know as well as I do, they got it going there toward the end of the season with that 22-game winning streak and really just continued to play pretty well even after losing that streak. So it's all set, man. The playoffs are here. We've got some postseason baseball, wild card games. Yankees are going to be playing the Twins, and the D-backs will be hosting the Colorado Rockies, my friend. So which game are you more excited about? Obviously, the American League will come, I believe, on Tuesday, and then the National League will be Wednesday. So pretty exciting stuff, man.
Well, how much does the winner of the American Wildcard game actually win? I mean, the reward is that you get to play the defending American League champions at a time that they're starting to get whole. We heard Kipnis in the soundbite. He missed a lot of time. When he came back, there wasn't really a position for him because Jose Ramirez had played such solid second base. And, you know, that guy, number 11 for the Cleveland Indians, he was your starting third baseman for the American League All-Star game. And he just kept on keeping on, just did nothing but get extra base hits. And Jason Kipnis finds himself playing a position that he hadn't played since he was at Arizona State in 2009. He's patrolling center field there. And I'm looking forward to the National League wild card game because we've got a little skin in the game here in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's funny because right out of the gate, you saw the Rockies and you saw the Diamondbacks and you immediately thought that there wasn't going to be chalk in the postseason. And they kept it up. I mean, they were right there at the top of the National League, right there with the Dodgers going into the third, fourth week of the season. And as we wrap the season up, there they are playing for the opportunity to play those Dodgers. And we could determine right away who the better team, at least in a postseason context, is in the National League West.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, thoughts and opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. How big of an impact does a guy like Bryce Harper have for the Washington Nationals when him coming back? And I'm sure they got to be just excited to see him, right? You know, when you think about the guy not playing since August and now it's playoff time and we've expected things out of the Nationals for a long time. Could this be their year, you think, man?
It could be. I mean, they're only going to go as far as Dusty Baker will allow them to go, and the guy just doesn't have a great postseason track record. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, one of the game's, you know, still more exciting players under the age of 30, and, you know, he could be nothing but a positive addition to that team. That team managed to survive and play on without him because there is a good atmosphere in the clubhouse, but at the end of the day, the Chicago Cubs, they are the defending World Series champions, and they should be treated with some respect. And you know, you could steal a short series, so it's not always made the best team win. It's just the best team that can pull out three games in a week. And you know, I think that it's very likely that the Washington Nationals once again continue their drought of never having won a playoff series going all the way back to Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I just want to throw some love, at least a little bit of love out there toward the Milwaukee Brewers. They made it pretty exciting, man, when you think about a team that maybe was a year or two before their time this year. They rode it out, man, up until the second last game of the year. Obviously, a disappointing loss to St. Louis. I was watching most of that game. They're up 6-0, and then all of a sudden, St. Louis just keeps plugging away, working themselves back into the game. And before you knew it, man, they're having a chance to win that game, and they do 7-6, and obviously completely took the wind totally out of the sails of the Milwaukee Brewers. But in all honesty, Jeff, man, I want to say thank you to them, because I was not expecting this. I don't think anybody was expecting this. And the mere fact that they made baseball relevant in Milwaukee for 161 games is pretty impressive when you really think about it. So congratulations to them. They wind up a little bit on the outside looking in, but they did make the Colorado Rockies squirm a little bit and ultimately didn't have enough to get by them. But definitely made it very exciting for Brewer fans all across the country, and more in particular, those in Milwaukee, man.
No, I thought quite a few divisions were very interesting, even if we understood the division champion. It's good that we get those fourth and fifth teams in. And we always had the fourth team, but we get that fifth team in. So there's a lot to play for. I mean, you look at that National League Central division. Cardinals were right there until the end. You know, the Cubs, the division was in doubt 2 weeks ago in mid-September. But the Cubs found ways to win and get back to where they hoped to repeat the magic that they got a year ago. Doesn't feel the same for the Chicago Cubs, though.
No, I mean, and you know, here's the cool thing. If you're in that battle between all the Wisconsin sports and the Chicago sports, well, the future's pretty bright for the Bucks. And I think you got the edge on them over the Bulls. I think that we obviously know the Packers have the edge on, obviously, the Bears. And I also think, you know, when you look at it, maybe the Brewers sooner or later are going to be able to turn the corner and have a better team than the Chicago Cubs too. So, you know what, there's a little bit of pride there. There's a little bit of, obviously just messing around with people too, because I know that the Chicago hate for Wisconsin sports is just like the Wisconsin hate is for Chicago sports. So, ultimately, man, it's about just playing good, solid games, good baseball, and the crew played all right, man. I'm very impressed. And, you know, I think Stearns and Council, they really have things going pretty right there for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, again, man, I think the future's bright. I'm excited. And I don't think anybody should be disappointed. They should look at this and go, wow, the future looks pretty darn good. How about those Minnesota Twins, speaking of, you know, the future? And ultimately, they tried to sell it all away, right, at the All-Star break there when the trade deadline came and went, they looked to me like they were trying to get rid of things, and ultimately they somehow pulled it through and figured out a way to make it to the postseason. So you got to give credit to Paul Molitor there with the Minnesota Twins, don't you?
I think that he's the manager of the year. I know that you have to give some love to Terry Francona for the Cleveland Indians. He did win it last year. He certainly made a case for himself this year. The rest of the way, I'm not so sure that there's a clear-cut manager, but the Minnesota Twins, what they were able to do this season, again, like you said, they sold their closer off the deadline, and you know, I know it's a long shot, but what if the Twins find themselves in the World Series against the Washington Nationals and Kinsler's there to shut it down with a one-run lead for Dusty Baker? I mean, that would be some cruel irony for Molitor and the Twins.
Yeah, or you know, or even looking at some of the standings here, you know, how crazy would it be if Boston and the D-backs wind up playing each other in the World Series? And if the D-backs were to win today and the Boston Red Sox lose today, I'm not exactly sure who winds up having home field advantage, but I do know that they would both have the same record if that were the scenario, Jeff. So do you have any idea how that would work if the two of those teams wind up in the World Series?
Well, I don't believe that they played head-to-head in 2017.
No.
So then you're going to have to go to, I believe it's best intra-league, you know, the standard games that you play against your own league. You know, that would be the tiebreaker. And then, you know, then they go to division record. They go to a lot of things that don't really pertain to the head-to-head matchup of a random American League team and a random National League team. But it is interesting because the Diamondbacks have had that first wild card spot locked up really since they clinched.
Yeah.
And you know, so they were just waiting for who their opponent was. And I'm like, well, is there any shred of anything for this team to motivate them to win these games? Or are they really just marking time until the postseason comes? But the reality of the situation was where they were with the Boston Red Sox, should that be a World Series matchup, even as a wild card team, the Diamondbacks would secure home field throughout the World Series if they play a team with a lesser record or the same record where the Diamondbacks have the tiebreaker. And I don't know where they sit with the Boston Red Sox at this time.
Yeah, and I think it's also somewhat interesting, too, when you look at the standings and the Central, National League Central and the National League West wind up being two of the better divisions in all of baseball. Anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and also check out Dorf Online. We'll be right back. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
Swung on, hit high, deep to left, down the line, gone. Encarnacion has now hit 37 home runs, and the Parrot goes for a ride in Anaheim. A towering home run.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, just like you said. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out Jeff at By Jeff Rich. And then, obviously, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, so we talked a little baseball and obviously gave some love and some credit to those teams that are in the postseason. I do want to shift gears and talk some NCAA football with you, and we'll get back to baseball in a while, and I'll probably ask you about some of your thoughts about some of the teams that maybe overachieved a little bit, some of the teams that kind of did not live up to expectations and things along those lines. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But I thought you had a really good point when you said that the good teams in the college football ranks right now are the good teams, and the teams that are trying to go up and play them, like the Ole Miss of the world, going to play Alabama and getting absolutely embarrassed, 66-3. The Pac-12 did at least live up a little bit, had a great game on Friday night. Washington State wins at home against USC, and I thought that was pretty a pretty cool game, to be honest with you, man. It was a fun game to watch. But ultimately, I think you're onto something. Clemson and Virginia Tech winds up being a decent finish when you think about it, 31-17. But ultimately, you know, Clemson's up pretty handily when you think about that, too, 24-3. And then, you know, they make a little bit of a push, Virginia Tech. But ultimately, at the end of the game, that's a 14-point spread. Penn State hammers Indiana, 45-14. Washington crushes Oregon State, 42-7. So parity is not what's happening in college football, is it?
No, I thought the best game of the day might have been the late night game, not Pac-12 after dark, but Mountain West after dark, when the San Diego State team with Penny and all the things that they've been doing to show out each and every week, they take on a very tough mid-major like themselves in Northern Illinois, and that game goes back and forth, and they kick a field goal late to kind of put it away, and then they had to play some defense, and San Diego State keeps on keeping on. Duke as an undefeated, no more. And, you know, we're starting to see some of these 4-0 fraudulent teams start to fall once the competition gets a little more fierce. But it's not fierce for some of these Power 5 teams that look like they're on a crash course for their conference championship and hopefully to follow that up with the college football playoff.
Yeah, and by the way, Rashad Penny, man, his best chance at obviously being in the mix as far as the Heisman Trophy goes is to keep winning. Had a solid day. The 25 carries, 107 yards. Does get a touchdown in the passing game. Two of those for 32 yards and the one touchdown. What do you think of this kid that plays for the Stanford Cardinal, man? Love running for 300 yards all over Arizona State University, man. Unbelievable. Did you watch that at all? Did you see that kid?
I didn't get a chance. The game was probably on the Pac-12 network. So, you know, I'm definitely in the dark. But I've been telling Bryce Love up and down the street. He wears the same number as his former teammate Barry Sanders Jr.'s father. He wears number 20, and he kind of runs a little bit like him. Reminds me a little bit of a guy that didn't make it big in the NFL but played for Michigan under Bo Schembechler, a guy named Jamie Morris. An ability to break free. You know, he's not the biggest guy on the field, but, you know, Stanford finds a way to get their athletes into space. We saw it with Christian McCaffrey, and I don't think they miss a beat going from McCaffrey to Love.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%, man. That kid is unbelievable. And I have to say that he puts himself in the mix as far as the Heisman Trophy goes as well. 301 yards, just an unbelievable performance, man. I'm very impressed with that young man. And I've always been impressed with him. Stanford, I'm a little bit surprised that they haven't been a little bit better this year as well. So overall, what are you thinking about the Pac-12?
I think that we don't know much. I think that we banked on a lot of young players carrying their teams, and it's not a knock on Josh Rosen. You know, they get away with it against Colorado, and it's not a knock against Sam Darnold. You know, it's a weeknight. It's one of those trap games that you tend to play in Pac-12 after dark or Pac-12 during the week. And you know, Washington State just gave them fits. Luke Falk's the real deal. You know, it's just a matter of, can Washington State stop anyone? And when push came to shove, they shoved Sam Darnold and took the football from him and locked it up. And I couldn't tell you the last time that Washington State won a home game without their students rushing the field. It's getting to be kind of old hat up there in Pullman.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it doesn't happen that often that you're going to beat a top five team in the country. And I'll tell you what, Washington State, man, they can play some defense. When they had to, they were able to step up a little bit. The quarterback play, I thought Luke Falk was very good, man. I'm impressed with him. He had a couple throws on the run that, you know, the announcers seemed to think were very difficult plays for him to make. And he went out there and he performed pretty well. He did toss the ball 51 times, but he converted 34 of those, 340 yards, a couple touchdowns. I think that there's a lot of interesting quarterbacks when you talk about the Pac-12. I don't know what you think, but a lot of interesting quarterbacks. And I would proceed with caution. You know, everybody's talking about how great these quarterbacks are with the draft coming up next year, the Rosens of the world, the Darnolds of the world. I don't know, man. I think I would proceed with a little bit of caution, especially with the track record of those USC guys. But I don't know what you think, but that's my humble opinion.
You know what I'd really like to see is conference challenges. You know, I'd like to kind of see how the Pac-12 stacks up against the Big Ten. I'd like to see maybe a Michigan play a USC or maybe a Penn State against a team like Washington, just to kind of get a feel for where we're at. But you know, these schedule makers, you know, even with the playoff, even when you have a little bit of a margin for error, they don't tend to go out and get those games. And if they do, it's 6-7 years in advance. So who knows who's going to be good the following season, let alone six seasons down the road. So it's a real tough game, but I don't really have any idea. I mean, my feeling is that, you know, the Pac-12 is a one horse race and everybody else is kind of playing for second place. So we'll see how the rest of the league keeps pace with Washington.
It was kind of cool seeing Troy get a victory against LSU, man, in the swamp. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I don't care, you know, who you beat necessarily in the road, but LSU, they've definitely gone downhill, Jeff, and it's happened pretty quickly. But Troy, got to give them credit for getting a pretty impressive road win for them, 24-21 over LSU.
You know, I was out, I've got my little brother in town, and, you know, we're both big college football fans, and he comes back to me. He's like, did you see the Troy upset LSU? And at this point, I'm looking at Edo's team, and I'm like, is Troy beating LSU even that big of an upset anymore? Because we gave a lot of credence to Mississippi State for knocking off LSU, and then they've gone and laid an absolute egg. So I don't know that there's any strength in the SEC past that team in Tuscaloosa.
No, I'm with you. Man, oh, man, college football.
Hey, check this out. Check this out with the SEC, all right? So
yeah.
they you know, CBS claims to have the best games from the best conference because the SEC is living on years past with, you know, from Tim Tebow and Mark Ingram and things like that. The teams that they put up as the underdogs the last two Saturdays from the state of Tennessee, Butch Jones, Tennessee Volunteers, they lose 41-0. The week before, Mason's Vanderbilt Commodores, and, you know, Kyle Shermer's, you know, Fritz Shermer's great nephew, playing some really good quarterback for Vanderbilt there. But at the end of the day, those two teams from Tennessee lost in the game of the week by a combined score of 100-0.
Yeah, but is Georgia maybe a little bit better than people were giving them credit? Obviously, they've kept it going since that victory against Notre Dame at Notre Dame.
Well, you know, this Fromm kid comes along and compliments a great running back, and it seems like Georgia's had a great running game since the days of Herschel Walker, with some gaps in between. But it's a good thing that they play in the SEC East. You know, they could be on that crash course to play Alabama, and who knows, maybe that's a good game in December.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. Look, Georgia always has a way of showing up and playing pretty solid football, and especially when they get some momentum. So, look, man, I'm excited, but we haven't seen anything real impressive yet in college football. We haven't seen those big upsets that we always see. So hopefully they'll be coming in the weeks to come. Anyway, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, we're going to be back on the other side, so keep it close. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody. Conversation is going round. People talking about the girl who's come to town. Lovely lady, pretty as can be. No one knows her name, she's just a mystery. I have seen her.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Stan read that ball. Stan got a breaking ball. To left, and it's gone! Upper tank! Budweiser Bar, 58! He's back. Driven! Deep! Gone! 59! A bolt to left, and the onslaught continues!
Some home cooking, first game back for Giancarlo Stanton.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. Aaron Judge taking it deep a couple times. That was 58 and 59. 60 came, and the goal is 62, so he's going to have to do it all later on today for that opportunity. But either way, man, very impressive. He and Aaron Judge made the home run, the long ball, a little bit of a thing this year when you think about it. And I hate to say it, and I am going to compare them with something, but in a completely different way, man, especially since we know that they're policing the game a lot differently these days, Jeff. Look, man, we haven't had the fireworks like these guys brought since McGuire and Sosa, let's be honest, man. So kind of cool to see guys doing this, and what we're seeing hopefully is natural, obviously, as well, but we haven't seen these kinds of home run numbers since those guys were knocking the ball out of the park and creating all kinds of intrigue and interest in Major League Baseball.
Well, at least since they were exposed, we haven't seen this type of production, you know, as it pertains to hitting home runs. But what Aaron Judge did after really struggling as a rookie in 2016, gets sent down, had his little slumps this year, but overall the numbers were just astronomical. And then Giancarlo Stanton for a Miami team that's not seeking that was seeking the postseason, but not able to get it done. Then, you know, what can you expect? But Miami Marlins, very emotional season, and even though they came up a little bit short, I think that the future is pretty bright for this team, even without their ace, Jose Fernandez.
All righty. Thoughts and opinions, people. They're encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, and we will jump out to the phones. We're going to hook up with Anthony in Sarasota. Wants to talk some Dolphins. Anthony, what's going on? You got the Dorf man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today, man?
Yes, I'm wondering, honestly, with it being halfway through the college season, which of the quarterbacks do you think would fit best in the Dolphins' offense? Because honestly, I don't trust Tannehill to stay healthy for a whole season, to be honest. So I'm wondering, out of all the quarterbacks you see now, since it's halfway through the season for college, what quarterback do you think would be the best for the Dolphins coming out of college?
Hey, Anthony, that's an interesting question. Let me just throw it like this first and foremost. Let me ask you a couple questions first. When you guys picked up Jay Cutler, what were your thoughts?
Horrible decision, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, he found the other team a lot more often when he was playing for the Chicago Bears than he did find his own team, at least for the Green Bay Packers, and I happen to be a huge Green Bay Packer fan, so I know the Jay Cutler story all too well. Look, I personally think, be careful. Don't necessarily think that one of these guys in the Pac-12 are going to be that guy. I would proceed with caution if you're wanting a guy like Darnold or Rosen. I don't know about you, Jeff, but that's me personally. Luke Folk is a guy that can sling it, but again, another Pac-12 guy. But the difference there is Washington State at least has a very good history of pumping out some pretty decent quarterbacks. Jeff, go ahead and just go ahead. Throw some ideas out there.
Well, I got a wild card for you. You know, I like these big-bodied quarterbacks in the Pac-12, and it's kind of funny because I think that they would be wasted if they went to a warmer climate like Miami. I think of these guys as playing in the NFC North and the AFC North. So here's the wild card, and I think that he would do really well playing for Adam Gase, and that's Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma. I think that he's an exciting player. He's not your prototype build, but I think that he finds ways to make plays, and I think that that would fit the offense, at least as I saw Gase coach it up in Denver and then eventually Chicago, where he had success with Jay Cutler. I think that if you can be successful with Jay Cutler, you could also be successful with Baker Mayfield given the right coaching.
I like Baker Mayfield.
I'm honestly scared with Baker Mayfield. What you're saying, he's really skinny, so I'm afraid he feels like he's another version of the guy who was drafted by
Cleveland.
Redskins.
Okay.
Oh, Kirk Cousins.
No, not Kirk Cousins.
No, RG3?
RG3, yeah.
Okay.
See, I don't find them to have much in common, man, to be honest with you. I think, you know, Baker Mayfield will throw the ball. I'm sorry, will run the ball and get out of the pocket a little bit. But ultimately, I think he loves staying in the pocket and making plays. And I do think that there's something about him. You know, you saw him throw that stake in the ground at Ohio State when they had that big emphatic victory. And I thought it was a little excessive, but ultimately, man, to me, it showed that this guy has a lot of heart, character, charisma, wants to get out there, and he wants to lay it all on the line. Anthony, how are you listening to us today, by the way, man?
Honestly, I don't have a radio or anything, but I listen to it through my phone and stuff. Like the,
oh, hey, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering, what do you think about Mason Rudolph? Do you think he would be a good backup quarterback, or do you think he can be a future of a franchise?
Interesting. Look, you know, I'm kind of torn on this kid from Oklahoma State. I think that he's one of those guys that when he's on and he's in a rhythm, Jeff, he looks fantastic. But when he has problems and people are getting after him a little bit and getting in his face, that's when he struggles quite a bit and throws the ball kind of carelessly. But
do you think Adam Gates can develop him?
I mean, look, man, I think anybody can be developed, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's about whether or not your skill set fits in with that particular offense. And I think that he's an interesting guy. Personally, I like Baker Mayfield a lot, man. I think he's really ready to come onto the scene. You know, I think last year he was a guy that was making a lot of mistakes. This year he hasn't made many mistakes. And I don't know, man.
Do you think it's Lincoln Riley, to be honest?
What was that one?
Do you think it's Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, and Lincoln Riley has been the guy by Baker Mayfield's side. He chose this program. You know, they didn't go out and recruit him. He transferred out of Texas Tech. He walks on there. I think that Lincoln Riley could only be a good thing. And, you know, I think that the University of Oklahoma brain trust obviously agrees to elevate their offensive coordinator rather than looking for replacements for Bob Stoops. But in the conversation that we're having about Mason Rudolph, then, you know, the question is, how does the college game translate to the pro game? And it's very hard to see just watching the games, because how they'll adjust to the speed is something that we saw Johnny Manziel was very, very unable to do amongst a plethora of other issues. But, I think that the scouts get paid the big money to figure these things out, and it's not always what meets the eye for the fan.
Johnny Manziel was an overrated quarterback in the first place, to be honest.
I agree 100% with that one, Anthony. Hey, and we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening to us. Keep calling us on Sundays, my friend.
Okay, you too.
Anthony in Sarasota, man. We like it. Let's jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica. We always get a Sunday visit usually from Mitch, and we did have the opportunity to talk to him the other day on the overnight, and I'll tell you what, it was a completely different Mitch than we normally get on Sunday. So who knows what we're going to get today, but Mitch, as you know, you got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich as well. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Guys, what an incredible sports weekend. Thursday night, beautiful Packer victory against the depleted Bears and injuries galore. We already talked about that. And then to start Yom Kippur, Miami Devaro and the fast that would come for the next 24 hours, Miami devours Duke. Leads into a nice Wisconsin mediocre first half, and then, of course, they came back, and everything's looking great. Wisconsin takes over and takes care of Northwestern, and we're going 3-for-3, and then all of a sudden, what was that? What? No, that was not 45 and North Korea, like, getting into it. That was my complete sports world imploding in the middle of nowhere. I mean, are you joking? What the heck was that? Brewers going on a 6-run lead against St. Louis and losing Swanford with Ryan Braun having an error? And then, are you kidding me, to top that off? What the heck? Bowers, Cal gets another strip sack fumble close to the end zone to be embarrassed by Oregon? My God. I mean, please,
comes with sound effects and everything, man.
Trying to, like, divert your attention, 45, from the by calling the NFL players bitches to make ruin my weekend. Jeez. I'm like, you know,
Mitch. Mitch, hey, Mitch, will you, Mitch, do me a favor. Will you tell us how you really feel today?
Actually, I feel great. You know, my son came down. Yeah. We blew shofar together to end the Yom Kippur Kol Nidre. It was wonderful. It was great. But really,
hey,
let me ask you this. Brewers, really, Brewers? I mean, and then, of course, the Dodgers beat the Rockies. It's like, huh? Huh?
It happened, man. It happened. But with that being said, bro, you got to be excited. I know you're a Brewer fan. I know you're a Packer fan. Happen to be living out in Santa Monica, California. But obviously your roots are 100% strong, and I love that, obviously, me being a Wisconsin guy myself. But, hey, let me ask you this, man. Wasn't it pretty cool to see the Milwaukee Brewers playing meaningful baseball this late in the season, 161 games in?
I think it was fantastic. I think we talked in the middle of summer in June, and you asked me that question. I said, yeah, right, talk to me after the 4th of July. And then we saw a little falter, and then they come back. But I'm sorry, you sweep the Cubs away, and then the Cubs come in and take three at home? I mean, I don't get it. It was like the Brewers all of a sudden had this complete meltdown, and they was like thought they were like the 1972, 1969 Brewers. I mean, my goodness gracious. It was like, come on, guys. I mean, they were controlling their own destiny. You got the Cubs, you got St. Louis, you have everything in your favor. Not even just to take the wild card, but to take the division. You know?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you.
One thing I learned this year is that, you know what? You gotta let go of the past and you live in the moment. And you live.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So I'll just take them right now. I'm not going to care what happened in the past. You know, they had a chance. They really had a chance.
Hey, you know. Our producer thinks you should be the Brewers mascot, and I don't dispute that either, man. Maybe you should be. Hey, but I do have to ask you a real serious question about L.A. Lonzo Ball, obviously there for the L.A. Lakers, selling out preseason games. What's the buzz like there with him real quickly? We've only got about a minute left.
Well, you saw his father was signing autographs at the freaking game. I mean, my goodness gracious, the town is going upside down over him. I honestly think right now, you know, basically we're still in the middle of Trojan football. And by the way, how nice was that implosion on Friday night? Thanks
awesome.
For that. You know, but, you know, hey, listen, the city's got to be happy about something about basketball because there sure hasn't been anything around here for about, what, 4 or 5 years to be happy about. So hopefully it'll happen. If you ask my son, he thinks Lonzo Ball is completely overrated. We'll see what happens. You know, yeah, because he had three buckets on 9 attempts. He gave the ball around and wanted to help his teammate and saying all the good things, looking, talking the talk, walking the walk. Let's see what happens. You know what? We'll see what happens when the ping pong ball. Which, by the way, how about those ping pong balls shift up?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. They say it's supposed to help with the tanking, but, Mitch, we're up against it, man. We appreciate the call, brother.
All right, guys. We will talk to you soon. Look on for the Packers Cowboys. We'll talk next Sunday.
Jeff, this guy's passionate, bro, huh?
Yeah, and when we're talking about LA basketball, the Clippers are about to go back to being the Clippers, and those ping pong balls will be relevant to at least one team in LA.
Good point. Anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to be back to wrap this thing up. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
Backfield end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
First and goal at the 2. Aaron Jones.
He's in for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
I've been walking these streets so long.
All righty, people. Last segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Football going on right behind us, as we all know, Wembley Stadium. Lucky enough to be having the Saints and the Dolphins going at it. And speaking of lucky, man, oh, man, I don't know how you feel about this, but O.J. Simpson on the loose. He has now been released from prison in Nevada, and ultimately, we have no idea where this guy's going. We have no idea how he's going to fit into society, but Jeff, thoughts and opinions about O.J. Simpson being on the loose?
Oh my, O.J. I think that it's interesting. I think that he was punished for a crime that he probably previously committed, but that wasn't the crime that he was being tried and sentenced for. I think that he's done more than his fair share of time for the crime in question, but you always look back to what happened in Brentwood, and it's never a good thing when you talk about the loss of human life.
No, it's terrible. But obviously, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. So keep it close. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. We'll be back in just a few. So keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've always thought I've been pretty good with people. And
that's O.J. Simpson speaking back at a parole hearing earlier this year. In recent hours, he is now tasting freedom for the first time in years. The former NFL star released from Nevada's Lovelock Correctional Institute overnight. Simpson having served 9 years of what was supposed to be a 33-year prison sentence after being convicted of charges stemming from a botched robbery in Las Vegas. Back at that parole hearing, he said,
I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
Unconfirmed reports are Simpson's heading for Florida. Turns out the U.S. is in direct contact with North Korea. While in China yesterday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson confirmed for the first time that the U.S. has lines of communication open with Pyongyang. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Lex Howard, CEO of Balance of Nature. I occasionally take new customer calls, and too often people tell me that they have heard our advertisements for years. If Balance of Nature is not currently being delivered to your doorstep, start now and begin experiencing the benefits of Balance of Nature in your life. Call and see how you can get your free month supply.
I noticed a difference in the first month.
I got rid of most of my other vitamins. I feel pretty good, even though I'm an old guy, 77. I think it's doing great.
I just feel good. I just believe they're really what they say they are.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump now challenging NFL players to stand for the national anthem at games this weekend. Trump tweeting yesterday, quote, "Very important that NFL players stand tomorrow and always for the playing of our national anthem," adding, "Respect our flag and our country." He also tweeted a video of a crowd at a hockey game standing for the anthem. Tech giant Oracle is facing a wage discrimination lawsuit that's been filed by three of its former employees. Correspondent Lisa Campbell has more.
It alleges that Oracle routinely pays women software engineers far less than men doing the same jobs.
The host and co-creator of the TV game show Let's Make a Deal has died. Monty Hall passed away at his Beverly Hills home yesterday at 96. The Canadian-born Hall created that famous game show back in 1963. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
The national anthem controversy is spreading to areas other than professional sports. A Staten Island city council candidate in New York speaks out after his opponent took a knee in support of NFL players who've been doing the same. Here's James Flippin with that story.
Last week, city councilman from the North Shore, Debbie Rose, knelt in front of City Hall in solidarity with the kneeling protests. Candidate for her seat, Mike Penrose, says that move fueled the fire over an already divisive issue.
It's a tremendous disgrace to our veterans and the people that have served in our military.
The incumbent Rose also kept her hands at her side during the Pledge of Allegiance. As she said, she couldn't put her hand over her heart because it's broken for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the lost promise of liberty and justice for all. Penrose says his point is kneeling isn't a productive message.
You know, and I stand for a country and unity in our community.
James Flippin, New York.
The U.S. Air Force Academy making a strong statement against racial slurs found at the Academy Prep School in Colorado. Lieutenant General Jay Silveria telling cadets this week to get out of the Air Force if they can't treat people of other races with respect. Those slurs were written on message boards of a group of black cadets. And Saturday Night Live is back. So is Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump impression with last night's show featuring Baldwin as the president talking to the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and then also at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So OJ has been let go. He is out of prison in Nevada. Who knows where the heck he's going? We've got the Dolphins and the Saints going at it in Wembley Stadium in London. Right behind us as I'm watching the game, 13-0 over Miami. Will we see Miami score some points? Who knows? The baseball postseason is all set and ready. We know what's going to happen there. Twins playing the Yankees in the wild card game. D-backs hosting the Colorado Rockies. And then, obviously, the rest of the guys that are in the mix as well. Jeff, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Getting ready to catch some NFL football. Going to a Cardinals game for the first time in ages. We'll watch them take on the San Francisco 49ers. Doesn't promise to be a great game, but the NFL atmosphere is always awesome.
Oh, yeah. No doubt there, man. It's awesome. It's great. And hopefully they'll be just concentrating more on football than they are on what they do with the national anthem, obviously, as we know that has been a huge topic and what's going on with people's minds. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the calls. We'll be back in just a few, so keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Very few players knew that I was going to the tunnel because I only asked the team leadership. And so because of that, I didn't give them an opportunity to stand with me during the national anthem. That is the very embarrassing part on my end and what transpires, because when everybody sees an image of me standing by myself, everybody thinks that the team and the Steelers are not behind me. That's absolutely wrong.
The Cowboys players wanted to show unity, but they were very adamant about wanting to separate that message from the national anthem. Sean?
All right, Lisa, and as they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard from this sellout crowd in Arizona.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, welcome back. Obviously, it is something that is going on, the protests of the NFL players, with them taking knees, with them joining arms, whatever it may be. Jeff, I don't know about you, but this is kind of where I'm at this point. And I'm not disrespecting anybody, so nobody take offense to what I'm about to say, because I know how the world we live in right now, when everybody gets so upset about everything. These guys' job is not to necessarily make political statements. However, it is a good forum, a great platform for them to make these statements, because there's many eyes viewing what's going on the football fields on a weekly basis, Jeff. However, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we've talked about those couple of words, time and place. I think that the message has been out there. I think you have made it clear that you guys are upset about all the injustices, all the inequalities that are happening in America. But now I think it's also important for you to go back to doing what you do, which is give people a release from the political world. You go out there and you play football, you play a sport in which you grew up as a kid, dreaming and hoping to be a professional at. Now you're a professional. And now it's your job to give the American people or whoever else is watching the opportunity to watch that and give us a few hours away from the political disasters that are going on all over the world. So that's my opinion, Jeff. I don't know how you feel about it, but personally, at this point, the message is out there. I've got it. I think everybody else has got it. Act upon it and go out there and play football. Give us football. Give us a release from the political nonsense. How do you feel?
I'm literally in surrender cobra mode right now as I talk to you here live from 8 to 10 each and every Sunday morning as we do in the Pacific time zone. But you said it's a great platform. It's not a great platform. It's a platform. You know, they found an opportunity to take the stage with not a great platform, but it's worked. You know, the conversations were taking place, but everything has shifted because, you know, it's almost more so that they're protesting for their right to protest, or Colin Kaepernick's right to protest, than anything else. You know, I've stated this before that, you know, it's a complicated issue. I have my grievances with the motivation behind, you know, behind all of it. You know, I saw my father and many of his friends serve proudly and never take on any of this evil action, which is, you know, the whole shield, the whole brand of the badge has been, you know, has had this shadow cast upon it. And I just don't think that there's any metric for it to ever end. You know, where are these NFL players going to say, okay, we've had the, you know, we're having the conversation, we're satisfied with what society's given us. I mean, this is going to, you know, it's already span the course of two seasons, and now it's more widespread. And I think that, you know, some of these protests you're seeing are more so just, hey, you know, we're not necessarily kneeling for that. We're kneeling to be in unity with our teammates, and we're kneeling because you told us that we shouldn't or that we can't. And I we saw exactly that happen in the preseason with the Cleveland Browns. And you know, I think that the conversation has shifted so much that their message has been lost, and these protests are becoming counterproductive at this point.
The message is definitely bent. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We like thoughts. We like opinions. We want to hear what you think. I'd like to hear from vets. I'd like to hear from you people. I'd like to hear what you think about the protests, because I still find that everybody's so twisted and everybody's so torn about what they think. And, you know, you can ask one military person what they think and you'll get one answer. You ask another one, you get a different answer. You ask one, you know, just person off the street what they think, you get an answer. You ask another one, you get a different answer. So I think that the message is very unclear at this point. I don't think people even understand what's going on. So we really like to hear your thoughts. We'd like to hear your opinions about this. 1-800-878-7529. But again, I think it's interesting. From what I saw, three Dolphins kneel for the anthem in London. Other than that, everybody else was standing. So again, this unity thing, I don't know if there is that unity that we're talking about. And Jeff, when I say this is a great place for them for this, you know, I'm being a little facetious. What I mean by that is there's a lot of eyes watching this. So
right. And I covered that in my rebuttal. I wanted to be clear that, you know, it's an opportunity for them to get the eyes on them. But it's, you know, in something that's so sacred to so many people. And that's what baffles me about this whole thing, is that we're supposed to treat everyone equally when you're sticking your middle finger up in the eyes of, you know, of people that may not agree with you, and you're not having a conversation. You're just, you know, you're just saying F you. And it's you know, I'm fatigued, I'm numb with it, and I think that it is disrespectful, and I think that I have the right to tell you that it is disrespectful, and you can't tell me that it's not about the military and the flag, because it's not just about the military and the flag, but it is about this country coming together as one, and we are the divided states. We're not the United States anymore. We are a completely divided country, and it shows each and every Sunday morning when these guys decide that everything else isn't important as long as you're talking about me, 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 me.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think your opinion is solid, but I also think we have to recognize and we have to understand that at least I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, and maybe, Jeff, what they're doing is maybe they're trying to speak for those that can't speak, or those that if they did speak, it probably wouldn't make that big of a difference.
Oh, I think they're just trying to fuel anger. I just think that, you know, I think, well, no, that I think that if somebody in my community gets shot by a police, the police must be wrong, and they're not. And that's the whole problem that I have with the impetus of this entire protest, is that it is taking shots at people that wake up with the intention of helping people, and they shut it down by saying one person did something wrong one time, and I'm going to blame all of you that wear that same uniform, and it is completely unfair.
Yeah, no. Look, and that, as far as that goes, I'm with you. I'm absolutely 100% behind you, because, again, man, I'm going to let you know, when I have ever gotten pulled over by a police officer, I initially, yes, I'm a little bit shocked maybe that I got pulled over, because ultimately, man, I was doing something wrong. And you know what? I was either unaware that I was doing something wrong, or I knew I was doing something wrong and I was just trying not to get caught. Right. So when I do get caught, yes, there's a little bit of like, whoa, what did I do? I'm kind of a little bit nervous. But then when the cop comes to my, or the policeman comes to my window, I give them my identification. I do exactly what they tell me. And then for the most part, Jeff, everything goes according to plan, or at least according to how I figured it would go, which is they're going to let me go after we've talked, or they're going to give me a ticket after we've talked, and I'm going to go my way, he's going to go his way, and we're both, I'm going to go maybe a little bit unhappy. I don't necessarily think he's going to go happy, because he had to do his job, right? He had to pull me over. He had to waste his time or take his time when maybe there was something bigger and better going on, like, you know, somebody breaking into somebody's house or something along those lines. I think you understand where I'm going with my point, is the fact that I can understand that people get a little nervous. However, do the right things. Understand that that guy at that point, or that gal at that point, is the authority in this situation. Give them the respect to do their job, and you're probably going to go home very safe. Yes or no?
On the surface, yes. And let me clarify, just so that I'm not walking this bigoted one side of the fence line. Everything doesn't always go as planned. You know, and sometimes you just have to, as a citizen, there are times that you have to grin and bear it. I'm not talking about getting beaten, and I'm not talking about being verbally condescended with abusive language. I think that you do have to explore both sides of the conversation. And occasionally, you know, I got pulled over when I was 18 years old for running a stop sign while I was delivering pizza, and I got detained in the back of a police car. I didn't think that was necessary, and I was very angry about it, and I understand that those things happen, and those are outliers. Those are not the norm. And at the end of the day, you know, I think that we want our brothers in blue to go home safely, but we also want our citizens to be safe at traffic stops and when they're, you know, and when they're just out in the streets having fun with their friends. I don't think that they need to be harassed by the police, but I think there are multiple sides to this issue, and I think that these protests at the end of the day just fuel rage and don't really start any conversations these days.
Well, and if that's the goal, then I think the conversations need to start. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I think that the message is out there. We understand it. If you don't understand it, then you're very, very living under a rock, or there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry, but truth be told.
I know that we only got time for one more question here, but Adam Silver is saying that he expects his players to stand. What do you think we're going to see when the NBA tips off?
I'm with him. I think that that's what's going to happen. I think that he's already sent the memo out, man, and said, look, we're not going to do what's going on in the NFL. And if you do, there's absolutely going to be ramifications and repercussions. So we do need to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side. Again, thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're absolutely welcome. 1-800-878-7529. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
No, I mean, you got 10 blockers. Look, he's already hit down. That's your frustration being taken out right there. That's not okay right there. This guy's already wrapped up. Oh. And you stick your helmet right into his.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. He is Jeff. I would be Andy. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man, we got to get into some of the games. However, I do want to read a comment from somebody on my Facebook live feed that was listening to us when we were talking about all the stuff that's going on in the football world with these guys with their protests. And Anthony says, get the message from a kid's point of view. Kids watch football with their parents. As a parent, I won't allow my son to watch players act like idiots. We are trying to protect our children. He says, as an advocate for children, they have a voice. So, look, I think that, look, in general, this is something that's going on, and I do think that the best messages are learned at home, and the values that you're taught are pretty much learned at home when you really think about it. So I guess we need to do a better job. And I just want to move on from this conversation in general. And let's talk about the games that are actually going on in the NFL today. And, you know, there's still a couple of teams that are 0-3. And I want to start with the Bengals and the Browns, both those teams. And the only reason we're starting here is because I think that both of these teams are probably not going anywhere, but this is the Battle of Ohio. You have the Cincinnati Bengals. You have the Cleveland Browns, man. So who can get this done today, Jeff? And does DeShone Kizer get his first victory as a professional?
I think that a lot of people are hoping for that. I think a lot of people just in general, given how the Bengals have just not taken advantage of any of the opportunities that they've had, whether it's been, you know, in winning the division or playing in that wild card game, their postseason success has just driven a lot of people crazy. It's like, hey, let's get somebody else into this tournament and see if they can make any noise. I think that, you know, there's a lot of that sentiment for the Houston Texans as well. And I think that there are a lot of people that like Hugh Jackson. And when I say a lot of people, I'm not talking about the fans as much as the insiders, the media, the people in front offices, the coaches and players that have worked with him. I think that there's a lot of frustration watching a guy like Hugh Jackson struggle like this, but this is the situation that was handed to him. The Browns are without Myles Garrett still. Jamie Collins not going to be on the field. First rounder from a couple of years ago, Danny Shelton, will not be on the field for the Browns against the Bengals on Sunday. And, you know, as inept as the Bengals offense has been, they still have AJ Green. They still have a couple of guys that should make some noise. I mean, Joe Mixon should run for over 100 yards on Sunday, and I would expect the Browns to fall to 0-4, but I don't think that that's what the consensus would necessarily want.
That's my guy, man. I got Joe Mixon going today for my fantasy football team. Also have Leonard Fournette going as well. And the other day I had Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson as they were playing the Chicago Bears, obviously, and they connected twice for each other with me. For me, obviously, Rodgers had 4 touchdowns on the night, but yeah, man, fantasy's a lot of fun when you get combinations like that working for you.
Hey, let me ask you something about the other night. Have we seen enough of Mike Glennon? Is there any reason for the Chicago Bears to continue forward in any way with Mike Glennon other than the sake of protecting their blue chip prospect, Mitchell Trubisky, who they took 2nd overall out of the University of North Carolina?
Look, we're seeing DeShone Watson play. We're seeing DeShone Kizer play. Why not just throw this? I mean, at the end of the day, you drafted him because he was going to be the guy you're hoping that he's going to be all team. And by the way, my thoughts and welcome 1-800-878. Talk about anything, man. Bird Gang, like hearing from you on this program. Just chill. So 1-800-878-7529. And then obviously hit us up on Twitter at @5. Jeff Rich at door. Why not? I mean, you see other guys do it.
All right.
They just don't seem to have the guts to go ahead and do it. Go ahead, man.
All right. So the New Orleans Saints all over the Dolphins in London. You know, what game are you most looking forward to on Sunday or perhaps even the Monday night game?
Look, I think there's a bunch of interesting games, man. You know, you have the Lions and the Vikings.
That's what I asked you, though. I asked you what game intrigues you the most.
What game intrigues me the most? There's a few. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I like the Rams-Cowboys game because, you know, you had Todd Gurley say that he was going to take it to the Dallas Cowboys, to Michael Irvin. Like I said, Stafford had a pretty good performance last week, and I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to perform after a little bit of a letdown, if you will, against Atlanta. Because truth be told, I think they thought that they were going to score a touchdown there, and it was obviously taken away from them. I think the Panthers-Patriots game is interesting, Jeff, too, because the Panthers haven't scored any points, man. And when you're playing the Patriots, you're going to have to score a lot of points. So I think that's an interesting one. Cardinals game is interesting to me, too, because we live here in Arizona, man, and that they've got to start playing a little bit better football. 1-2, that division is kind of a mess at this point because I've been saying this, and I think maybe people think I'm nuts, but we're going to find out if the Rams are the cream of the crop and they're the team to be reckoned with in this division sooner or later. And right now that seems to be the case, but I think there's a few interesting ones, and the Raiders and Broncos would be my number one game if you're asking me about on the intrigue list. But there's a few or several that I think have some serious implications as to what happens for these teams moving forward.
Well, I'm right there with you. I think that AFC West battle between Oakland and Denver, a lot of truth is going to be revealed in that game. you know, we're going to have to start looking at the, you know, I don't know, it's only week five, but we're, or week four, but we're going to have to start looking at the Raiders season in 2016 where they ran away. Well, they didn't run away, but they took care of business in the AFC West. And I'm just not looking at them as the same team. There are so many variables from year to year. And, you know, I know that they're running into some difficult competition. Maybe the Washington Redskins are a little bit better than maybe we've previously given them credit for. And you know, same thing holds true with the Denver Broncos. You know, they could go out there and dominate a team, and they could also lay an egg. So what we see at, you know, in the late kickoff on Sunday between the Raiders and the Broncos, I think that that's going to tell me who's going to compete with the Kansas City Chiefs in this division.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Chiefs are definitely for real. I think that the Redskins are going into a place that is very difficult to play, as we all know, Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. Chiefs, and the other thing that's going on here, and I'm surprised you didn't mention it, man, but your boy Kareem Hunt, just like the best running back in all of the NFL right now, 47 carries, 401 yards, 4 TD, and that's just out of what he's done in the backfield. That's not talking about the passing game, but Alex Smith not ready to let Patrick Mahomes say, hey, I'm going to take this team and run with it. No. I think that Alex Smith is proving that in his 30s, mid-30s, at 35, he can still play this game and has maybe a better understanding of this game than he ever has, Jeff.
No, I definitely think so. I think that he was just in a rough situation in San Francisco. We saw glimpses when he had North Turner. We saw glimpses when Jim Harbaugh was the head coach, but, you know, they went in a different direction. I think that Jim Harbaugh might have been a better coach for Colin Kaepernick than he was for Alex Smith, and it's so cool to talk about the former in that situation in a football-only context. But, you know, both have moved on from San Francisco. Alex Smith finds himself in a very good situation, and maybe Andy Reid has finally found a way to channel that lightning in a bottle that he has with all the talent that he always has seemed to have had between his days in Philadelphia and now in Kansas City, going in the right direction.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back, everybody. A whole lot of soda. Be all right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
And we got a dug on beat now. We're gonna take care of business too.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Third and two, here's what you got. You got one play, and you can't hand the ball off. As a quarterback, you have to throw the ball away. No sacks right here. They have a fade opportunity down here with the all-off pressure coming by the Green Bay. They're coming after him with everybody.
That's Wheaton at the bottom. He's looking that way. He's going to him, and he's got it! That's actually Kendall Wright who came around and got that ball.
Palmer backpedals in the shotgun formation with a third and 11 at the Dallas 25. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, drops back five, moves up, avoids pressure, throws a line drive down the middle, leaping two-handed catch with a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Double covered on the play, Jerron Brown. What a throw by Carson Palmer. A laser down the middle.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, people. Welcome back. And I'll tell you what, man. Tony Romo has his ups and he has his downs. I know that we've talked about him a little bit before. I think he's good, don't get me wrong, but he does ramble at times. And then on the other hand, Kevin Harlan, man, maybe one of the best voices in whatever he calls, whether it's NBA, football, you name it, man. That dude has got my definite love. He's one of the best. But man, oh, man. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at @DorfOnSports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Had an interesting question posed to me by Scott here on Facebook, and I was having trouble answering it. He says, if you could coach any team, which one would you coach? Why? What changes would you make? And he's talking NFL. Jeff, do you have a thought or an opinion on what team you would like to coach and what the changes might be?
Well, I mean, that's a lot to process because I would have to think about the situation. You don't want to take a team that's already playoff bound. You want to make a name for yourself. So I might take over the Indianapolis Colts. I think that they're starting from ground zero. I think that there is something there with Andrew Luck. That's one of those things. I think that you can win without a lot of things and you can be creative about how you build your receiving core, how you might build your offensive line, how you might be able to develop young players into starters in their third and fourth year after they put in their time on special teams. But at the end of the day, you need a capable quarterback. I wouldn't even say the Chargers, but there's not a lot of time left there with Phillip Rivers. What I wouldn't want to be doing is entering the unknown like Hugh Jackson took on with the Cleveland Browns, in that he didn't know that he was getting, he didn't know if he was ever going to have a quarterback. He basically inherited a team that had Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas and a lot of B-plus talent that, needs coaching to be channeled into A-level talent. So I think that the Indianapolis Colts would be a good situation. I would love to take over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because that defense is ready to go. And Jameis Winston has shown nothing but promise in his first couple of seasons.
I'm going to throw a couple other ones out there. Let's go with the Titans because of Mariota, and that defense, I think, is on the rise. I think that would be an interesting team to take over. I think they have a really solid fan base as well, so it'd be a lot of fun. You'd have a very good support group. And then the other one, man, I'm I love this kid. I absolutely love him. And I think you probably know where I'm going when I say I love this kid, because you know I'm going to be talking about a young guy that's in the NFL right now, and that's Deshaun Watson and the Texans there in Houston, because I think his ability and his skill set is really fun to watch. And again, they're another team that has a really solid defense. Clowney, J.J. Watt, among those that defense with a lot of promise when you think about it. And offensively, you know, they have a decent running game. They have a decent wide receiver in Hopkins. So there's a lot of pieces to work with. And again, I think that fan base, very strong, very solid. Some good heads in that front office in general. So me, I'd maybe go after the Titans or the Texans, because I think that those two teams are intriguing and definitely on the rise.
I like the Titans as well, but let me kind of rebut you on the Texans. I know you like Deshaun Watson, and you know I don't see a guaranteed established quarterback going forward with him. I see a lot of talent there, but I don't know that I see it. And they would be a playoff bound team if I had any level of leverage as a head coach and candidate. You know, a lot of these guys just take the job because it's offered to them, and it's going to be head coaches in the NFL. But if you're in a position to negotiate and pick and choose your teams, the Houston Texans, being that they're already a playoff team, the only thing you could do as a coach is disappointing. If you get to the playoffs, you're going to be expected to get into the conference championship and win the Super Bowl. I think the expectations on the Houston Texans job, because of the groundwork that's already been laid down there, makes it a lot less desirable of a job for me.
This is a funny one. So Scott says, after he hears our answers, and he liked our answers, by the way, about the teams that we chose, he then kind of messes around here and he says, JYD or the Goldberg? Who do you like there? You know, and obviously he's talking about the Junkyard Dog, and then he's talking about Goldberg, and he's switching the arena on us, and he's going wrestling style on us. But and then he says he's just kidding. So appreciate you chiming in. Good question on the teams that we would like to work with, and some of the things that we change about them as well. Hey, what about the Cardinals today, man? They need a victory, right? You know, you're playing the 49ers. You're going to the game. So it should be a pretty good atmosphere. As you know, it's a pretty tough place to play. University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. 1-2 on the season so far. They just lost their home opener Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. You know, and now you have the 49ers coming in. Do have to shut down Carlos Hyde. He is a guy that could give you some fits, and Pierre Garçon in the passing game for Hoyer there, which is probably, you know, obviously his favorite target, one of the guys that has the most experience for him. But do the 49ers pose a real threat to the Cardinals today, man?
They could. I think if the Cardinals play anywhere near where they played on Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys, that they're going to be just fine. Hey, and since we're talking about Arizona, I don't know that I'll have another opportunity to get this in. You mentioned Kevin Harlan in the open, but longtime voice of the Arizona Coyotes, currently with the Dallas Stars, or most recently with the Dallas Stars, Dave Strader. Bye. Phone.
What can you say that again? I was losing you a little bit, Jeff.
Okay, Dave Strader, who used to call games before Marty McConnell took over on the Fox Sports Arizona broadcast with Tyson Nash on the color. He went to the Dallas Stars a few years ago, and you know, we learned of his death this morning. He passed away at the age of 62. So hockey loses one of their legendary voices in Dave Strader. So rest in peace, man.
Absolutely, man. Hearts and prayers are obviously with the family at this time, obviously, as we all know. And like you said, losing one of those greats, it's not easy, man. And it's amazing as we get older how that all seems to happen more and more often. And we lose friends, we lose family members, and it's part of life, and that's the sad part of life. Let's get back into football. Again, thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. You can always get in on the conversation that way. You can always get at us on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You asked me about the game that intrigued me the most, and I know that we're both on the same page with that, but couple teams that are 0-3, the New York Football Giants and also the Chargers. Do either one of them get off the schneid today? The Chargers have the Eagles coming into town, and I think the Eagles are a pretty good football team. They could easily be 3-0 at this point. They did lose the game to Kansas City on the road. Chargers could easily be 3-0. They're 0-3. The Giants 0-3 going up against the Buccaneers, who looked pretty awful against Minnesota last week. It's, dude, the NFL literally is the not for long league, because each and every week you don't know who you're going to get, what's going to happen. But can the Eagles keep the Chargers from winning, and can the Giants get a victory in Tampa?
Well, the Eagles are a pretty good football team. I mean, the Eagles were very close to taking down the Kansas City Chiefs, or at least playing on the same field with them. That West Coast travel, it's not the same as a West Coast team going east and playing those 10 o'clock kickoffs. But, you know, I think we saw it in London. I think we see it in London often, that long travel really affects the way that you play the game. So maybe Philly comes out a little lackadaisical, and, the Chargers, they don't have this huge fan base. They don't really have a home. So I think that they're playing for pride, and I'd give the Chargers a good chance to pull this one off.
No, look, man, it's so tough to win on the road, as we know. It's tough to win anywhere, but on the road especially, very difficult to win. I think you're going to see a very, very inspired Charger effort today. I don't know if they've got enough to get by those Eagles as well, because I do agree with you. I think the Eagles are a pretty good football team. Carson Wentz has shown he can make the throws. He's definitely grown up a little bit this year. And Zach Ertz, man, he gives them such a nice safety valve there for a tight end. I do think their running game is a little bit interesting. They got to figure that out a little bit, Jeff. And speaking of running games, the Giants really need to figure out their running game, because they have no clue as to what they're doing, if you ask me. They switch running backs each and every series, so it's really difficult for guys to get any rhythm. So if the Giants want to make a change, they're just going to have to either go with, Shepard. You're going to have to say, we're going to go with Perkins, or we're going to go with another guy. They do have a solid receiver in Shepard, but Eli Manning has a couple other guys that should be making catches for him, and they seem to be dropping the ball. Odell Beckham and Marshall are not doing their job to help out Eli Manning either. So a lot going wrong in New York, if you ask me, man.
Well, I think that what's going wrong starts with the guy that's, I'm just going to refer to as not Tom Coughlin and Ben McAdoo. They do look shady to begin with, which is kind of besides the point, but they're missing. Everything with the New York Giants is a giant miss, and I would say let's light the flame on that old rumor that the next job that Bill Cowher took, if he ever took another job, which is highly doubtful at this point, I'll concede that, but let's get Bill Cowher. Roethlisberger might retire. Maybe he can come in and work with the guy that was drafted in front of him in the same draft, or maybe the next guy in New York. But they are just a lost cause. And, if it was baseball, we'd be talking about trading Eli Manning to a contender.
That's a good point, man. I mean, I just don't understand. Eli Manning has been around for a long time. He's been good Eli, he's been bad Eli, and he's been bad Eli a lot more than he's been good Eli. So he gets a lot of love. He gets a lot of free passes. I don't necessarily understand, and I kind of agree with you on.
You got to look at the hand. You got to look at the ring fingers, man.
Yeah, but again, it's just like I said, though, there's 2 years of greatness, and then there's a lot of years of, what the heck is this all about? That's all I'm saying. Speaking of that, the Steelers and the Ravens, man, that's an interesting game. Ravens, I think, are probably going to go on a little bit of a downward trend. I think the Steelers are going to go on that upward trend. How about you?
They've got T.J. Watt and Steven Tuitt on the field. Their defense is 100% in its whole, and it's not what they had against Chicago. I would expect the Ravens to be more like that team that lost against Jacksonville than the team that dominated the Browns and Bengals.
All right. I think we're up against it, man. We're going to have to take another pause for the cause, one final pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap this thing up with parting shots. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. You can always get at us on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Jeff, have your final thought when we come back, and we'll wrap this thing up. So keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
Don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
'Cause I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me. Strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here's a 2-2, a swing and a fly ball slicing to right. Santander back, looking up, and there it goes! A home run for Andrew McCutchen! 8 RBIs tonight, what a night for the big number 22!
Baby, baby, falling in love, I'm falling in love again.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Jeff, obviously it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up. righty. Maybe Jeff isn't up, so I'll give you my parting shot. Look, bottom line is this. For the Milwaukee Brewers, it was a very cool season. Look, I'm very impressed with what you guys did. You made baseball relevant in Milwaukee for 161 games. So ultimately, that was pretty darn cool. Jeff, that was my parting shot. I was talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. Your parting shot real quickly, my friend.
Well, 20 teams say goodnight, but what a Major League Baseball season it's been. It's interesting, and it's going to hold a lot of intrigue here in the month of October. And maybe we'll get that rematch between the Indians and the Cubs.
And also a little love for the Arizona Diamondbacks, man, as they are in. So pretty impressive on that. But for Jeff, for Scott, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.